News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Georgia, Fulton County officials have asked a federal court to order the FBI to return ballots and other documents it seized last week from the 2020 election. Lisa Dwyer has a report.
Officials in heavily Democratic Fulton County say statements made by President Trump after the FBI seized 2020 election documents raises serious concerns.
If they can't count the votes legally and honestly, then somebody else should take over.
Fulton County Board of Commissioners Chair Rob Pitts.
The president himself has mentioned some 15 plus other states where he believes that there are problems. That's why I say that this is a very complicated situation and has implications far beyond Fulton County, Georgia.
Senator Mark Warner of Virginia told reporters,
"It is inappropriate for a sitting president to personally involve himself in a criminal investigation tied to an election he lost."
Pitt says,
"We don't even have copies of what they took, so it's a problem. What are they doing with it? Where are they? Who has them? We don't know."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed Iran in a wide-ranging call today. The Trump administration's pushing Beijing and others to further isolate Tehran. But Iran's foreign minister has confirmed it will participate in nuclear talks with the U.S. in Oman on Friday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
"If the Iranians want to meet, we're ready. They've expressed an interest in meeting and talking. If they change their mind, we're fine with that too. We'd prefer to meet and talk. I'm not sure you can reach a deal with these guys, but we're going to try to find out."
The Trump administration says it's cutting the number of immigration enforcement officers in Minnesota by 700 after state and local officials agreed to turn over arrested immigrants. About 2,000 officers will remain, and the enforcement operation is not ending. More drops for tech stocks led Wall Street lower. The Nasdaq sank 1.5%. The S&P and the Dow each about 0.5%. This is AP News. The Westminster Kennel Club wrapped up its 150th dog show last night. Donna Warder has the winner.
For best in show at the 150th Westminster Kennel Club dog show is the Doberman Pinscher.
Penny the Doberman Pinscher won best in show Tuesday night at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show in New York. It's the U.S. show dog's most coveted prize. The four-year-old Doberman came out on top after some 2,500 dogs, spanning more than 200 breeds, strutted their stuff at the show. Veteran handler Andy Linton says, "Penny is as great a Doberman as I've ever seen." Runner-up went to a Chesapeake Bay retriever named Coda. Audio courtesy Fox Sports. I'm Donna Warder.
And with the NBA trade deadline approaching, the AP's learned the Mavericks are sending Anthony Davis to the Wizards in an 8-player deal. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.